Welcome to episode 6. I am so excited to be chatting to you today. And in this episode, we are going to talk about what it looks like to create an email that is pitching. Now, I'm actually not a huge fan of pitch emails per se. In fact, I much prefer to follow a process I called the Nurture and Sell framework. Now, I think pitching often is, an old school marketing term. At the end of the day, I personally believe the more opportunities that you present people to buy from you, the better. But that doesn't mean that you always need to be hard selling, which leads me into today's story where I was chatting with a Voxer coaching client a few weeks ago, and we were talking about her promotion, right? She was planning to do a promotion at the end of September. So we were just kind of mapping out what that would look like. But what she was struggling with was what to send before that. And I said to her, well, I can make this really simple for you and we can go through this framework. Her biggest hang up, though, when we started talking about the Nurture and Sell framework was that she really struggled with the story component. And I totally get it. If you haven't started to train yourself to one, identify stories, and two, figure out how the stories actually apply to your audience, this can seem really weird. But there are a few simple ways that you can approach this. So let's talk about what that's going to look like for you. So the Nurture and Sell framework is pretty simple. And this is a framework that I have followed for a very long time. And it's something that I teach to my members, both inside the 1K Lab and the Grow Nurture Sell Collective. And it is this. You start your email off with a story. And this could be a story that's personal to you. It could be a story that you heard somebody else tell, or it could be a story based on people that you've worked with. If you choose to go that route, just make sure that you anonymize any personal details so that no one knows who that person is. So you start with a story. Then you transition into a lesson, right? How is this applicable to them in their business? Like, what's the angle that you're coming at with this? And then, thirdly, you always want to provide an action step, some way for them to take what you've just shared and then actually do something with it. This is key. And this is the piece that my member was really struggling with, aside from the stories, is once she figured out the story and the lesson component, she really struggled with the action step. And I think that's because we think an action step has to be this huge, big thing, but it doesn't. It just needs to be one thing. And this could be a mindset shift. It could just be just one little tweak that they actually need to make. So once you've got the story, the lesson, the action step, you've got two options for the sell component. Option one, if you were in the middle of an actual promotion, then your call to action is going to go directly after the action step. If you aren't in the middle of the promotion, and maybe this is just your standard email, I'm using air quotes for those of you listening, then you would put it in your PS. So it's more of a soft sell. So direct sell, call to action goes in your main body of your email. Soft sell goes in your PS. And it's really simple. Now, I know that as I'm saying this, you're probably thinking, sure, Lise, right? You've been doing this for so long. Of course, it's simple for you. But honestly, if you sit down and you just kind of nut down, particularly when it comes to your offers, if you think about the pain points that you're solving for that audience and you're sitting down to plan out an intentional promotion, you've got a 48-hour flash sale coming up, for example, and you're like, okay, so I know that my audience is struggling with this, this, and this as it pertains to that offer. What are some stories that I have around those pain points? And it doesn't necessarily need to be that the story is directly about the pain point, but what you need to be able to do is take a story and provide the lesson transition piece. And that's exactly what the Nurture and Sell framework training does, is it helps you figure those pieces out. But basically, if you're trying to figure this out for yourself, it's very much about going, okay, so you've got a story and it could be a seemingly unrelated story. It's your job as the amazing creative entrepreneur to figure out what is the, how do you tie that into a lesson? What is the story that you're sharing, helping them understand? Because that's why we share stories, to help people understand something very specific. That's how you want to think through this. So I have two action steps for you. The first action step is for you to actually sit down and just walk through the offers that you're wanting to sell, the pain points that you're solving, and then come up with about three different stories that you can use to highlight whatever the point is that you're wanting to make. So sometimes it's pretty easy. You may have experienced the pain yourself. So you can literally share your story and you can break it down into different angles. Then it's easy to transition into the lesson. But if you don't have stories that relate to your pain point, then I want you to, over the next 7 days, ask yourself this question and answer it. What happened today? Now, this is what I call my story bank practice, where I just sit down and I recount what happened today, right? I sit down around 5 p.m. and I just walk through what my day was like. And by recording all of those components, there tend to be a few little nuances and nuggets that I can pull out as stories that I can use to help sell anything, right? I use stories in multiple different ways. The second step, and this is obviously 100% optional, but if you don't have the Nurture and Sell framework training, you can go and grab that at hustleandgroove.com/NS framework. And you'll see that there is a little special deal that you can grab right now. And thanks for joining me for another simple success session. If you love today's quick win, then you might also love to come and check out the feedback loop, which is 30 days of one-on-one coaching with me via Voxer and daily feedback videos and emails. It's just $100. And it's just for 30 days. It's kind of like having your business bestie in your back pocket. You can get all the deets at hustleandgroove.com/feedback. And remember, your business does get to be easy and fun. Chat to you soon.